My name is Joel Kral, and I'm a postdoctoral researcher in the chemistry department at Harvard University.
You were talking about the electrical properties of cells and had some really wonderful examples. And E. coli stuck in my mind. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so it was kind of a shock. We developed a new sensor to measure voltage inside of cells. And we found that quite by accident, when we looked at E. coli expressing this voltage sensor, that they showed transient bursts of fluorescence, indicating that they had electrical depolarizations, which was something that no one had ever seen before.
I think we'd better backtrack a little bit, because what were E. coli doing fluorescing?
So the tool that we developed is a protein that will change its fluorescence depending on the voltage. And the specific protein that we use is a microbial rhodopsin. And so the rhodopsin will change its photophysical properties depending on the amount of voltage across the cell. So by looking at the amount of fluorescence, we will have a readout of what the voltage is inside the cell. So we added our voltage sensing protein to the E. coli. And so we were actually looking at the voltage inside of the cell. And so when we imaged the voltage, we found, again, these transient bursts in fluorescence that we correlated with depolarization, much like an action potential in a human neuron.
And this electrical potential seemed to move right through the cell.
Yeah, that's correct. So the entire cell had as far as we could tell, the entire cell was going up and down simultaneously.
Now, was that a tremendous surprise?
It was actually an incredible surprise. And because it was so shocking, it took us a long time to actually verify that these findings were correct. And it's still a big surprise in the community, we think.
Because, of course, we'd expect to see some electrical things going on in cells, but just to have something encompass the whole cell, is that the surprising thing?
Well, that's definitely part of it, but for a long time, spontaneous electrodynamics were thought to be the realm strictly of neurons and cardiomyocytes, things relegated to higher mammals like humans and monkeys and rats. But to find that bacteria were capable and actually undergoing these exact same electrical transitions came as a complete shock and actually makes us think that evolution has favored some of these electrical transitions very early on, much earlier than was previously thought.
So are these electrical transitions the same in every cell that you've studied?
So far, we've seen them in two different kinds of bacteria, but there's millions of species. So right now, we've looked into and seen electrical depolarization in two.
And how do you introduce this to the cells?
So with bacteria, we can give them DNA that they will recognize and express the protein. So we trick them into expressing our protein of interest. With mammalian cells, we actually encode the DNA into a virus, which then infects the cells and then tricks those mammalian cells into expressing our protein. So we use the endogenous cellular machinery to make our protein, but we either use viral or DNA-based methods to get these cells to express it.
And in the mammalian cells, as you mentioned, you'd expect to see electrical potentials associated with neurons, but do you see it throughout the cell as well?
Yeah, so there, when you look at a neuron, they undergo well-defined action potentials that have been seen for 60 years. And so we can actually record the entire cell undergoing one of these too, except we do it via imaging, so we can make movies of the neuron undergoing these action potentials in exactly the same way that we make movies of the bacteria that are flashing.
And what about cells that aren't neurons?
So we haven't looked, and I think that voltage has been largely underestimated in all sorts of different cell types, but there hasn't been a particularly good and easy way to look. And so one of the future goals of this project is to start looking in a broad variety of cells and to see, is voltage a component of their normal lifestyle? And then to see how they're regulating voltage in response to different perturbations.
Yeah, because from what you've been saying, that these transitions, these electrical processes are happening in bacteria, why wouldn't they be happening in ordinary cells in our bodies, not just the neurons?
Exactly. So I think it's quite interesting in terms of the way that life developed, that bacteria are capable of these electrical depolarizations.
And what does it say about what's happening in our cells, for instance?
Well, I think what it suggests is that there's an evolutionary connection between the bacteria undergoing these depolarizations and the origin of the really complex neural processing that goes on inside our brains and the cardiac action potential that drives the beating of our heart. So in terms of wound healing that we've heard about earlier, and immune response, in terms of insulin release from beta cells, these are all processes that are known or thought to have electrical dynamics, but it's just been very difficult to study because of technical reasons that I think now we have a tool that will allow us to look at them in greater detail.
The rhodopsin that you mentioned, that's what gives the bacteria in those ponds outside Los Angeles the color.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's a great example in science of how some completely random discovery, so a random bacteria in a salt pond, can give rise to this incredibly powerful tool. And I think it really speaks to funding basic science, because this just random protein found in nature can confer these just amazing abilities for us to look at different types of cells. So it's really quite exciting that we were able to repurpose this protein into this sensor.
And what connection does all this have to cancer?
I think that actually remains to be largely explored. So one of the big overriding topics of this seminar is to look at the role of voltage in cancer. And I'm hoping that with our tool, we can now address in much finer detail how these cancer cells are changing their voltages with respect to healthy cells. And then can we use that knowledge to in some way revert the voltage state back to a healthy cell?
What have you got out of this meeting so far?
I think what I've gotten out of this meeting is that just a greater appreciation for the role of voltage in biology. So both in terms of cancer and its effects, and also in terms of development, so how voltage regulates everything from us developing in the embryo to frogs, and how we can hopefully turn voltage into a tool to cure or process some of these diseases.
I think you're probably in the right field at the right time.
Yeah, well, that's the hope. Thank you.